Tomatoes from Nowhere, Nai Girl Gone Farmer, Episode 2. Recycling my kitchen water waste has become my new obsession, especially after seeing how it has slowly converted me into an horticultural farmer. See, many farmers and medium traders have reached out to me asking if I could develop an horticultural market information website similar to my current one on dry agricultural commodity trade at www.bettergrains.com. I have toyed with the idea but really lacked the incentive to do so because I'm not particularly trading in fresh produce. Yes, I have the data on horticulture, but data without any street business smartness, especially from the African informal market perspective, was simply not enough motivation for me. I saw the need, but really lacked the incentive to develop a website on horticultural markets. Until one day, I was watering my mango and avocado seedlings when I noticed a tomato plant sprouting near my mango and avocado seedlings. Then I thought to myself, let's see what will happen. So I continued watering it along with my mango and avocado seedlings. Before long, another tomato sprouted up. Then another. Before long, I had tomatoes sprouting all over, which I did not plant. I tried to plant tomatoes and failed miserably in the past. I asked myself if this is something I really wanted to do. But I figured, why not? Perhaps there's a lesson to learn from this. Let's see where this leads to. Hi, my name is Faustina, Faustina. My last name is Mani, spelled Mani. You can find out more about me from my website, www.faustinamani.com. I am the Global Trade Engagement Director at Better Grains. You can find out more about Better Grains from our website, www.bettergrains.com. I'm also the founder of a marketplace called Mothers of Africa Mobile Soko, www.mothersofafricamobilesoko.com. I believe Africa can feed itself. I believe Africa can profit from agricultural trade. That is why I am championing for an agricultural markets revolution that favors Africa. Back to my tomato seedling story. The tomato seedlings started to grow taller than my mangoes and avocado seedlings very quickly. Then I remembered someone telling me I should strap them onto seeds, sticks, so that they can grow upwards instead of just crawling on the ground. I thought to myself, let's do this. Before long, my tomatoes had outgrown their sticks and I was running out of tall enough sticks and poles to strap the mango seedlings to. Finally, I remembered seeing someone who was growing tomatoes in a greenhouse using plastic yarn or thread. I thought to myself, why not? How hard can this be? So I tied my yarn across my small garden and tied the tomato seedlings. I was not quite sure what I was doing. As you can imagine, I broke a few tomato seedlings. The yarn was not particularly in any organized order. In other words, it was really messy. But I had actually harvested 2 tomatoes. So I thought to myself, this is so cool. Let's do this. Well, the tomatoes grew and kept on growing. What I had not realized was that a few seeds from my chopping board had found their way into my small garden through my recycled kitchen water. I had never planted a tomato seed, but my garden is overgrown with tomatoes, different varieties that come in different shapes and sizes. I have since become wiser, because now I only cook with the tomatoes that look appealing, because that is what I want to harvest. I am slowly toying with the idea of moving into commercial tomato farming, especially since I've run out of space in my home. The tomatoes ignited additional passion for playing around with different types of seed. My son's mother-in-law gifted me with very delicious passion fruits when she's visited. These are very rare and sweet passion fruits I used to eat as a child. I'm used to eating passion fruits with seeds and all, but I did not want the seeds going down the sewer drain. So I decided to settle for passion juice instead so that I can save on the seeds. I took the seeds and threw them on soil that had not been hadn't planted anything. I did not know how to plant passion fruit, seeing that seeds were very many. The busy naive girl I am, I just threw them there and started dumping water on them as I continued to water my mangoes and avocado seedlings. For a while, it seemed nothing happened, but I just kept throwing water where I thought I had thrown the passion fruit seeds until the rainy season started. And in a few weeks, my garden was full of passion fruit seedlings. There were so many. So many. Some of them had even found their way in under the tomato plants. I had always wanted a passion fruit fence. So I decided I'm going to plant some along my perimeter wall, both on the inside and the outside, which I did, but still had more than enough left. I may have shared how I've always wanted to have a fruit orchard in my previous episodes. Then I realized it was time to begin working towards that. Before I knew it, I had started planting passion fruits in my village. I identified a small parcel of land that had been neglected. It was overgrown with bushes. However, it ran along two water streams and had an amazing terrace of rocky layers. I thought to myself, why not go ahead and plant the passion fruit along the terrace to help strengthen the existing soil erosion terrace? So off I ventured into passion fruit farming. The only problem was it was during the dry season, and both my husband and especially my mother-in-law did not understand my logic. They gave me a lecture or two about how not to plant when it is not rainy season. However, seeing I had been raised in the city, they decided to humor my excitement and figured out that I would soon find out for myself when my passion fruit dries up. In addition, to the passion fruits, I also decided to plant mangoes, avocados, and pawpaws. I saw everyone's one raised eyebrow as they simply did not see my secret weapon, which was my kitchen water waste, not to mention the very many plastic bottles I had been collecting because, as previously mentioned, I am extremely bothered by plastic bottles waste. So I planted mangoes, avocados, and passion fruit. I had also carried water in plastic bottles, and I was going to use the plastic bottles for drip irrigation by simply making a hole on the lid of the plastic bottles, which I would turn upside down. One of the family workers was gracious enough to advise me also to make very big holes at the bottom of the bottles to prevent people from stealing the bottles to use them in fetching water and buying milk. So I made sure my seedlings had enough water and then proceeded to place my very simple native sense drip irrigation in place, and off I returned to the city. I was unable to travel to the village for about 2 weeks. However, I had finally made it, and much to my surprise, the mangoes, the avocados, the passion fruits were doing exceptionally well, despite the evidence of poor rainfall all around me, as most of the maize crops had started to dry up due to inadequate rainfall. My mother-in-law, who by then had stumbled on a TV program showing the use of plastic bottles in drip irrigation and self-watering plants, was pleasantly surprised that my seedlings were doing very well. I had won her over. She decided she also wanted to get in on the passion fruit project. So on the second trip, she admitted to have tried growing avocados, pawpaws, and bananas, but because there was no one to water them, they had dried. I asked for permission to take responsibility for her seedlings, which had started drying due to lack of water. My story is not without failure. So, or should I say, lesson learned. I gave in to the pressure to allow one of the workers to place the water bottles for me. However, seeing that he did not understand the logic behind the process, he sank the water bottle far below the roots of the passion fruits. So the roots of the passion fruits seedlings were not able to reach the water. So, on my second trip, I taught him and demonstrated, but I also learned that I must always go over to ensure that the water bottles are well placed. I also incorporated the side pits, or should, as normally called, the planting pockets or the planting bays, so that the water would last longer. Africa is heavily dependent on rain-fed agriculture, even though every household uses a minimum of 80 liters of water daily. Most of that water is used in the kitchen and in washing clothes. If each family would collect only 60 liters of kitchen waste daily, that is more than enough water to grow enough onions, tomatoes, carrots, potatoes, and every type of food consumed in every homestead, both during and after the rainy season. There's a myth that Africans believe that soapy water will dry seedlings. That is not true. I use both the water waste from the kitchen and that used for washing clothes, and I'm yet to see any of my seedlings die. Did you know the water in Africa's urban city, Dirty River especially, Nairobi, which contains all sorts of unmentionable waste such as sewage, is purified as the water passes through the ground? Suspended particles and bacteria are removed in this process. This purification process depends on the makeup of the soil on the riverbanks, the distance the streams and the water must travel. Flowing water can clean itself. Physical, chemical, and biological processes are all part of the self-purification ability of water. I hope you have enjoyed my story. More importantly, I have planted a seed of encouragement to cause you to look at your kitchen water waste as something you can use to start a small kitchen garden. Eventually, who knows, even leading to large commercial farming. Harvesting kitchen water waste is a habit like any other that must be developed. Start with one pot of dirty water and one seedling. Then two pots of dirty kitchen water and two seedlings. And then, like me, start with three pots of dirty kitchen water and three seedlings. And today I have been able to germinate so many seedlings and plant. I want to say thank you for listening to me. Please like, share, and subscribe so together we can champion for our agricultural markets revolution that favor Africa. Thank you and God bless.